The loved ones of those killed in the Didcot power station collapse are still battling for answers 1 year on, claims a lawyer representing three of the four dead men's families. Christopher Huxtable from Swansea was killed along with three other men during the partial collapse of the boiler house at the Didcot A plant in Oxfordshire a year ago today. A minute's silence will be held at the power station later to remember the four men. Meanwhile, the BBC has been told the demolition of the decommissioned power station has been set back by at least 2 years. Well, Mark Anthony is the editor of Demolition News and has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody would like to know how and why this happened. Why is it so hard to find out?
Well, for a start, it's unprecedented, but I think one of the biggest delays is the fact that the Health and Safety Executive are going through everything with a fine-tooth comb. You're talking about 20,000 tonnes of what could potentially be evidence should a criminal prosecution be required. So it's going to be a slow process, unfortunately.
So what's going on the site now?
Not a great deal, as far as I can tell. Obviously, today will be marked by the memorial service, but that we are currently between demolition contractors. Coleman & Company, the company that was on the site when the accident happened, are no longer there. The company that carried out the implosion of the remaining boiler house is no longer there. So we're just waiting for an announcement to say who the new contractor is, and they can go in and make a start.
What might be lying within that wreckage that would give clues as to what happened?
My guess is the steelwork. They're looking for the cause of the collapse, and the collapse was largely the steelwork. So they'll be looking for the way that the steel reacted on the day that it came down. But as I say, you're talking about 20,000 tonnes of evidence.
Yeah, and the scale of that job, it's hard to comprehend because as demolitions go, this is a massive one, isn't it?
Probably the biggest in the UK.
Is it?
In terms of land area, I mean, there are some sort of high-rise buildings and that kind of thing, but, Didcot Power Station covers a huge area and there's a lot of buildings to come down. The boiler house is only a very small part of it.
Yeah, and how long might it take to get the whole site clear then?
Well, I think Coleman & Company were planning for a couple of years. We've obviously lost the best part of a year already, and no new contractor has been appointed. So, even if we got an appointment tomorrow, you're probably still looking at 18 months, 2 years before the whole thing's down. And as it stands at the moment, I don't think there's any actual plans for the place. It's not like there's a housing company waiting to put houses up on the site. So I don't think there's any huge hurry. I think, it could be a couple of years, as has been suggested.
So how do those ripples run through the demolition industry?
They definitely do run through the demolition industry. I can't remember the last time I set foot on a demolition site where Didcot wasn't mentioned. We're getting phone calls from the States, from Australia, New Zealand, various other places around the world, trying to find answers because, coal-fired power stations as a whole are coming to an end of their useful life. So, there are a queue of other Didcots waiting to come down. And the demolition industry would like to know, if there was a fault in the design or a fault in the makeup, we'd like to know about it now rather than after somebody's tackled the next power station.
Because, of course, yes, you don't want to go onto a site, do you, where there's the potential of something like this happening again?
No, certainly not. Certainly not. I mean, any demolition job is preempted by a structural engineering survey. So, these things are checked. But, if there was something faulty in the design, and you're going back sort of 30, 40, 50 years on some of these, it's going to be hard to ascertain that. So, the Health and Safety Executive investigation is vital.